We are collecting your childhood lies this morning. Surveys reveal the most common lie that parents tell their children. Top of the pops, won't surprise you. Santa won't come if you don't behave. 60% of parents have told their kids that. Almost half have told their children carrots help them see in the dark. 1 in 10 said the sound of the ice cream van meant they'd run out. Yeah. I had that as well when I was a kid. But what impact does that all have? Is it all right just telling little fibs? Because we carry it on, don't we? Generation after generation after generation. The 9 o'clock horses I've never heard before. Dr. Amanda Gummer is a parenting expert and founder of Fundamentally Children. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Are we doing irreparable damage by telling fibs?
It's always good to be honest with children when you're having a serious conversation. Simple, honest answers to their questions are, you know, really, really important. But communication and language is incredibly complex. And we, from things like sarcasm and sort of inference and everything, and children need to learn the difference. And normally when you're telling your children a fib about, you know, 9 o'clock horses or whatever it is, you say it in a different way. And children learn to appreciate that the message is there, but it's not actually, you know, actually fact.
You think they get it anyway?
Yeah, and I think it's important because you get children who have never needed to distinguish between sarcasm or a little white lie or a bit of a joke or harmless teasing, sort of fun poking if you've been a wally and you've messed something up.
It's all part of a wider conversation.
It is, yeah. And I think if you're too serious with all the language and you never do anything, you're depriving your children the opportunity to learn to distinguish the different types of communication and to be able to use them effectively themselves.
Yeah, so little white lies are all right if you do it in the right way, and the children might then be learning about the subtleties of conversation.
Yeah, and I think the important thing is if you're asked a direct question by your children, you should answer it honestly. If it's a serious direct question, so, for example, are there really 9 o'clock horses? Do they really come and get me if I stay out at 9 o'clock?
I've never heard that before.
You know, no, nor have I.
No.
But yeah, so at that point you say, no, sweetheart, but it's really important that you're in by 9 o'clock because I worry it gets dark, and then you tell them the grown-up reason.
All right, so if you're directly challenged,
yes,
on your fib, you shouldn't try and fib a bit more.
But those kind of white lies in some ways are kiddifying, or you're explaining things in a way that children understand because they don't understand, and you don't want to scare them about the dangers that happen after 9 o'clock, you know, if you're out on your own as a child. So
it's better to create a picture of these 9 o'clock horses.
A non-threatening, easily understandable white lie when children are young to help them, you know, stay safe or behave in a way that is suitable, you know, is completely acceptable and very common. And I think as long as when you are asked a direct question by your children about the sort of the veracity of whatever it is you're saying, you're able to answer that honestly, because that at that point they're ready to hear the truth.
You don't want to scar them. I mean, like Jill, she thought you had to get up early to pick mushrooms because they went back in if you didn't. You know, and she believed that till she was about 18, till her husband-to-be took a mushroom picking on a date, which is beautiful, but there you go.
I think we've all got things that we thought were true and, you know, believed as children and then realise that they weren't. But part of that is just being giving children that exposure to the different types of communication and understanding that not everybody tells the truth all the time, and that's a good lesson for children to learn.
Yeah, no, wise stuff. Amanda Gummer, a parenting expert, founder of Fundamentally Children. So